With Glad All Over, it was always my ambition for it to go with Spurs, but it happened so quick. I mean, the record shot up to number one, and the next thing is the manager of Crystal Palace grabbed it and played it, and so it didn't go to Spurs. People that will see our documentary on TV, we were known as the Tottenham Sound, yeah. So it was always my ambition. But I'm thrilled that Crystal Palace are doing it. It's wonderful when you hear all those people singing. Really, Glad All Over is really something for the terraces.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it got banned when it first came out because it was cracking dance floors, and you go to football stadiums and not only would they be stamping, they'd be kicking the dustbins and making a sound. And I'm feeling nice that it's not a mandatory thing.
Yeah.
It's not. It's an honour to actually have your records played. And no, I find it fun. And in fact, in the early days, even though I'm a Spurs supporter, when they've actually bought out, when they got into a cup final or whatever, and they bought out a special DVD or whatever it is, I've given it to them.
Yeah.
You know, because it's great. I'll be glad all over if they win the cup, because they deserve it.